Come in, said Commander Norton, absent-mindedly at the quiet knock on his door. Some news for you, Bill. I wanted to give it first, before the crew gets into the act. And anyway, it's my department.
Norton still seemed far away. He was lying with his hands clasped under his head, eyes half shut, cabin light low. Not really drowsing, but lost in some reverie or private dream. He blinked once or twice and was suddenly back in his body.
Sorry, Laura. I don't understand. What's it all about? Don't say you've forgotten.
Stop teasing, you wretched woman. I've had a few things on my mind recently. Surgeon Commander Ernst slid a captive chair across in its slots and sat down beside him.
Though interplanetary crises come and go, the wheels of Martian bureaucracy grind steadily away. But I suppose Rama helped. Good thing you didn't have to get permission from the Hermians as well.
Light was dawning.
Oh, Port Lowell has issued the permit. Better than that, it's already being acted on.
Laura glanced at the slip of paper in her hand.
Immediate, she read. Probably right now, your new son is being conceived. Congratulations.
Thank you. I hope he hasn't minded the wait. Like every astronaut, Norton had been sterilized when he entered the service. For a man who would spend years in space, radiation-induced mutation was not a risk, it was a certainty. The spermatozoan that had just delivered its cargo of genes on Mars, 200 million kilometers away, had been frozen for 30 years, awaiting its moment of destiny. Norton wondered if he would be home in time for the birth. He had earned rest, relaxation, such normal family life as an astronaut could ever know. Now that the mission was essentially over, he was beginning to unwind, and to think once more about his own future, and that of both his families. Yes, it would be good to be home for a while, and to make up for lost time, in many ways.
This visit, protested Laura rather feebly, was purely in a professional capacity.
After all these years, replied Norton, we know each other better than that. Anyway, you're off duty now.